From Puebla, it's Austin, Texas. This is Stacker News Live!
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Stacker News Live. My name is Carl with my BFF Keon and Pleb Poet, showing off the zines today. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. Look at them. Those books of paper.
And the SNL DVD.
And the SNL DVD.
That's a rare bird right there.
If you're more of a video person, you can watch this bird fly on your screen.
How is y'all's week?
Where's there a bird?
It's a car called the DVD a bird.
Oh.
A
rare bird. Oh.
It's like a very rare thing bird. To find, yeah.
Yeah. Like if you're a birder and you saw...
Like a bird watcher?
Right.
Is that what they say?
I heard him say birder.
Like how... Like, why would the culture of birders...
No, she said burger.
She's extend beyond the bird. Like, how did that intermix with normal?
Right.
What do you think of that cover art right there?
Our birders that common?
What do you think of that lady, Jana?
Well, that's what it's. Isn't that exactly the face I made to you when I was talking about it?
This is like your default face.
Mine.
Yeah. This is what I expect when I talk when I say anything to you. But
it's such a perfect face, though. I love it.
Yeah, people know it. People know it's a face. If I could move my face, that's the face I'd make.
This is the face.
Yeah. It's the face I'd want to make. I aspire to have. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, like that.
I don't know how to make that face.
It's unfortunate because that woman is really irksome.
Did you watch the interview?
I watched a little bit. She was so irksome.
All right, we'll get into it. We're going to get into it later. Keon, how was your week?
Oh, it was really good. For anyone watching this podcast, we haven't yet had global nuclear war.
Wow.
There's not yet a fear of being exposed to fallout, and the water is still drinkable.
Right.
And
what do you mean? Is there
the sun still comes out occasionally? I like doing this podcast as like a message to the future people. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, allows me to forecast in a fictional way. Anyway, my week was great. I got complimented on my calves. I'm really proud of that.
Who complimented you on?
I'm not able to say, but it was someone with a discerning eye. It's a real
someone that can make this face really good.
It has a real taste for calves. Has a real opinion about calves.
Wow, they are pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
I never noticed them.
You know, most people don't. That's why it's probably the worst thing. Wow,
they're like really strong.
I'm like a 10 in terms of my calves, but they're, you know, you wish it was in another category of.
Yeah, your thighs are pretty thick too.
Oh, thick thighs.
I've never looked at them.
I have a thick leg. It's more like a upper calf.
How have I never checked out your thighs or your calves before this whole time?
Well, I can show them to you when the camera's off.
That's funny.
I wasn't kidding.
My poet, how was your week?
I had a good week. I got this new thing. My mom just sent it to me. So, you know how a candle works, right?
Yeah.
You light it on fire. Well, let's say you've maybe had a house fire before caused by a candle. Or you're a college student, you live in a dorm room, candles aren't allowed.
Oh.
There's a product for you, and it is a lamp that focuses right over the top of your candle and burns it with electricity rather than fire.
Interesting.
My mom got me one of those, and like it.
Where did she get that from? Like from like a thrift store, or is it like,
no,
from
like it's,
a trade show or something? Or
I don't know if they have made
Bed Bath & Beyond, or
they haven't made it to thrift stores yet because I don't think they've been around that long. But this one came from Amazon.
Oh, from Amazon.
So you can have one tomorrow.
You get like a mound of wax, and then you just
No, they don't provide the wax. It's just the lamp.
But it doesn't light it on fire. It just melts it down.
Yeah.
And so you end up with like a wick that isn't lit.
Right.
At the end.
Well, no. So another problem that it can solve is like, let's say you had already burnt this candle a little bit, but the wick. I have this one where it's a big candle, but there's only one wick. Well, it really should have two wicks so that it can do a consistent burn all the way down. But it doesn't have that. So now I'm going to have like walls that are never going to get burned.
Mm-hmm.
So now I can place this candle under my lamp and it'll consistently warm all of the wax. I'll smell the whole candle. I'll use the whole candle.
Okay. So it's like an oven for a candle.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's cute.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So there you go.
Yeah, this is a tech podcast. All
right. If you need a gift for like a niece or something, that's...
Sounds like it's, yeah.
Or a pyromaniac,
which sometimes those are nieces.
Yeah, and they probably want, pyromaniacs probably like candles.
I mean, Black Friday's coming up, right? So there you go.
Yep.
Stackers.
Shout out to my mother.
Shout out to Plepoet's mom. If you've never seen this crazy show before, we cover the top three stories of the week on Stacker.News. The something, something, what's the catchphrase? It's not that anymore.
Oh, which one?
The one that you
24/7 Bitcoin meetup on a website.
Something. There you go. If you want to hit subscribe, hit the subscribe button. Or actually, don't hit the subscribe button. Y'all keep hitting the subscribe button, and now we're getting close to 500.
Hit the report button. Report us to YouTube.
Actually, you keep hitting the subscribe button, and more people are subscribing, which is not a good thing. Because we're going to have to monitor what we say.
I had someone complain about our RSS feed, the podcast RSS feed. What's up with that?
What do you mean? What's going on with it?
They said they're not getting it in their podcasting app anymore.
Really? I have to talk to Oscar from Fountain.
That's this interesting. Was someone who came to the Friendsgiving.
Really? Like which? Do they say which one though?
Yeah, I think they're using like Pod, something with Pod in the name, like Podman or something like that, or Pod... One
okay. Somewhere. We use Fountain for our RSS distribution, but I can email him and find out. Yeah, I'll find out. Anyways, but if you've never seen this crazy show, check out all the Wumble clips that we have here. Lava, the lava story was the most viewed video last week. Apparently no one was talking about it, but we covered it.
I know they did it for Presidio Bitcoin.
Oh, did they cover it?
Yeah, they talked about it. And they're all investors in it.
Oh, wow. That must have been.
And they actually were, they scorched them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good on them.
Put on the heat.
Good on them. Well, we covered it too. And we try to be nice, as nice as we could, because we know what it's like building companies. But it was a good talk. Definitely check it out. And we have other posts on there. But go ahead. We're going to go ahead and get started. The number three top story of the week is Trip Report, the chocolate coins inside of the Bank of Japan. This is from Chungking Express. 20 comments, 3,142 sats. Keon, what's this?
Yeah, Chungking Express went to the Bank of Japan headquarters, it looks like. Bank of Japan is probably like our Federal Reserve, but they might, I don't know if they have like multiple branches like we do, but it's kind of where they hold the databases for all the money, and at one point printed all of the physical money, and maybe they still print all the physical money there. It's probably where they do like meetings about monetary policy and how they're gonna fix things by printing money. And
such a waste of space, waste of money when I see something like this.
Yeah, I mean, in a digital age, this stuff seems especially silly, but it's, you know, at one point, everything happened this way, where human beings had to get together in a room.
It's like a relic.
But what's interesting is like he had a similar experience at Bank of Japan that we had in Atlanta, going to the Federal Reserve branch office there, where they can't, he's not allowed to take pictures because people would do like research and rob it and stuff. I think is the main, like, for security reasons, they don't let you take pictures. They also give out shredded currency, which we got in Atlanta as well. But I thought that was cool, and I especially connected with it because we had just been to our own.
Has one of these ever been demolished? How do you say that? Demolished, or
I don't know. The building in Atlanta was pretty. It was like it was like solid marble.
Have they ever been set for demolition? You know what I mean? Like, have they ever been like
just take for fun?
No, not for fun. Just like for taken down and then like brought back up for something else entirely different. Maybe built a park instead.
It'd be great to put a co-working space, Bitcoin co-working space, in an old Federal Reserve building.
That would be sick. Also, there's this story of like a house or an entire office building that gets like rotated and moved to a new block while people are still working in it.
I haven't heard that one before.
That would be cool.
Is that in the notes?
It would be neat. I had a friend who, after we graduated from college, she went and lived in Seattle, and the apartment building he lived in used to be an old bank, and they had a gym in the vault.
Nice.
Yeah, in the basement you could go.
Austin one time played a show in an old bank.
That's cool. There is something about how they're like very official, and they're kind of scary, and then
sterile.
Yeah, they're kind of sterile, not like hospital sterile, but
yeah.
One of the companies that I used to do IT for, I won't say who they are. Well, actually, I'm going to give it away. I shouldn't say anything. Let's just say they used to be an old, how do you say, like a 1800s sheriff's station or whatever they would call that. And yeah. they would use the place where they would lock up the prisoners. They used that as the banking thing, or the where they would store all the money.
Oh,
yeah.
That's really cool.
They reconstructed it as the place where they'd store the money.
What if we could like...
And then they shot. Also shot a famous movie there. I won't say which one.
Okay, lots of mysteries to solve, Sackers.
Spy Kids, probably.
Spy Kids would be good. Kids, we should get a prison for Nick when he's like on, when he's kind of on one, you know?
But yeah, it's pretty cool. Good.
Need something.
I like his shirt. Look at his shirt.
He's great. I'm so happy that this
is that how you dress in Japan?
Posts on Stacker News, and I also follow him on Instagram. He's a great Instagram follow.
Oh,
yeah. Quality man.
Quality man. All around Renaissance man. So
these are all chocolates?
Yeah, those are chocolates. Those are, but they're covered in like fake gold foil, you know, like how they have those.
At least they're selling something.
Yeah, they didn't sell anything at ours.
I'm like 2 years and like one major life disaster away from moving to Japan myself.
You're 2 years, you said, and one major life disaster away.
Yeah.
Okay. How big of a life disaster?
Like if what's going on right now just like blows up and doesn't work out, I'll go there.
You're going to go to Japan?
Yeah.
What do you think? What makes Japan the place to go?
No, I'm just like obsessed with it right now.
Wow. Okay. It is very cute in general.
Yeah,
their culture seems more intact than.
I mean,
but it's also
we actually might go next year.
The values are identical.
You want to go with us, Jenna?
You're gonna go next year?
We might go next year.
Well, I love to go.
Been invited.
Okay, sweet. Let's go. I know they're doing
a. We just need a planet.
They're doing a Nostra event like this week, right?
They're doing all
Nostra
Asia sorts of events.
Is in Japan this week or next week maybe?
Yeah.
Bitcoin Japan was like happening this month.
I just want to try the sushi over there.
Oh,
yeah. It's supposed to be like really good sushi.
No, for sure. And matcha as well. I think it was the tea.
There. Yeah.
It was it invented there?
I think so. I think it was invented there.
Can we get confirmed?
It could be one of those.
Can you confirm that, Chunking Express?
Where like it was invented somewhere else, like pizza and Italians, you know? Like it was, I think it was invented.
I thought it was just the Neapolitan pizza that was invented there.
Maybe.
In Italy.
Also, I don't know. I'm just making stuff. I'm not a culinary historian yet.
Culinary, you mean?
Yeah. I'm one life crisis away from being a culinary historian.
Right.
Culinary, you mean?
Right.
The second top story this week is Fork and Get It Over With. This is from, how do you say that?
Conduition.
13 comments, 2,656 sats. This is a number 14 Bitcoin territory, baby boy.
Yeah, Conduition is over all the knots and core drama.
Was it Keon, what is this?
Oh, okay. Yeah, so Conduition is over all the knots and core drama.
Wait, is this over the knots and core drama?
No, I just said that just to say knots and core. I feel like it gives us...
Wait, so is this...
Just to trigger.
Okay. So just hang on. Let's just start.
Just to get interrupted.
Let's just start from the beginning. So we know what we're looking at here. Yeah. And we got to break this down for the stackers at home who are not paying attention, like me, because we have lives. So is this.
Why you got to brag like that?
No, is because we're too busy to pay attention to this nonsense. So is this the same thing that Ocean's fighting over with everybody else, or is this something completely different?
Well, this guy has no association with Ocean, but this is, yeah, related to the Knots and Core drama, yes.
But like, but what are they fighting over about now?
Well, this guy isn't fighting anyone. He's just, he's basically asking them to stop fighting and just proceed with their...
So this is just a normal person in the middle of the room saying, hey, everybody, stop fighting.
I'm not sure they're normal because they...
Okay, this is just an autist in the middle of the room saying, hey, everybody, stop making so much noise.
Not really. He's not talking about the noise. He just kind of wants the fork to get on. So,
what fork is he talking? Like a soft fork?
The soft fork, the BIP44 soft fork.
Oh, okay.
That is proposed by Ocean. Not people who are upset.
I bet you would have all your questions answered if you just read like two of those sentences.
Okay.
If I had the choice, I would prefer there to be no fork at all. I wish we could stop this nonsensical infighting today, but I'm pretty sure that won't happen.
Yeah. So I think the swiftest way this all ends, as we discussed on the last pod, is the fork proceeds.
Every pod since the beginning of
and
the
then
year.
People can actually make their decision. And, you know, Bitcoin Mechanic and Luke, they can run this fork and they can be on that version of Bitcoin and they can fight with people on that version of Bitcoin and we can all just move on from this fight and talk about other things.
Wait, are you saying this or is the person who's saying this?
I'm saying it, but I'm relaying also their sentiment, which is similar.
So you also feel like this guy conduition?
Yes, I feel like okay. I feel like I just want the filter debate to be over. I think it's pointless. I think there was reason to have some discussion about the way things happen in Core. And I think that it was good that we had some discussion.
You called it bike shedding in the beginning.
It is bike shedding. But bike shedding, as I also said in the beginning, that bike shedding has utility. I think it...
So it's not bike shedding no more.
I think it's beyond bike shedding. Yes. They're basically... They're bike shedding so hard, they're not debating the color of the bike shed anymore. They're talking about building another bike shed. So just go build the other bike shed and goodbye. That's kind of the way I feel about it.
So you're like, get off my property is what you're saying.
Not really. I mean, it's not really about my, it's not my, I don't view it as my property. I'm just over hearing about, I mean, even at BitDevs last night, there was a debate between Parker Lewis and, not really a debate, but a discussion between Parker Lewis and Schmitty from Brink and Optech. Where they discuss this and it's like, I've heard enough of this already. I mean, it's good for people who are still maybe confused or swayed by one side or the other and who want some confusions cleared up to hear these things. But I'm just over it. I don't want to, like, as a person who lives and breathes sort of Bitcoin stuff, these are noxious fumes and I'm just over it.
Flip Poet, what do you got?
Oh, I was curious if you kind of understood the double entendre of the title here. Fork and get it over with.
Like a pasta?
Like fornication.
Oh.
Oh, fork off?
No, like fuck and get it over with.
Yes. I don't know. I don't know if that... Is that a double entendre? I think it might just be...
I think it is.
Single entendre.
Nope.
Well, I know. I actually think nothing of this, to be honest. I think
you have a life.
Obviously,
we're all losers who think about.
But it's stuff. Just to me. I just see a lot of power. I see a lot of greed. I see a lot of window dressing. I see the typical thing you see in any type of decentralized thing. I'm just gonna wait and see, because that's all you got to do. With some of these things, you wait and see.
Well, Bitcoin, yeah, a lot in a lot of cases.
I mean, you look at Linux; it's nose all the way across. It's just no, 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 no. It's like, what's his name? Linus? Is it Linus? Yeah, so he's just always saying no. I was reading something the other day. I forget which tech blog it was, but he was talking about like Rust and like the kernel, and he was talking about like AI and And he was saying how he's like very dismissive of like vibe coding, like Linus is. And he thinks it's useful, but he thinks it's like as useful as like a compiler was in the early days of coding. And he was saying that like he was very like against Rust in the early when it first came out, but now he's like being a little bit more open to it. So he's saying yes a little bit more. And this is just like an article I read about what he was talking about with AI and like Rust and all the and like vibe coding and stuff. So I don't know. I just tend to be more on that side. It's just like, just let the people who know what they're doing, who look at it every day of their lives, who spent a lot of time doing it, focus on that. And on all the people who are like close to the politicians or podcasters or people with a lot of influence, stay doing that. That's what I would say. Like, you probably have no business.
So basically you're saying stay in your lane.
Exactly.
You're staying in your lane? Dude.
I am staying in my lane. Cause like this is I have no idea what's going on here. I can pretend like I do. I understand Bitcoin, I understand it at a deep level, but to understand these kind of like things that are going on here, it would be very, because people listen to me and people trust me to a certain respect. And like, if I start talking like I know what I'm talking about, I'm going to lead them the wrong way. So I'm going to let other people speak about this kind of stuff. And I can't say everybody in the space is doing that right now, because I know for a fact some of these people are asking other people to what's actually going on. And even some of these people don't even know exactly what's going on. So that's all I'll say about that. Anyways, good post. The number one top story of the week is it's not a layer two. It's a stablecoin pegged to Bitcoin. This is from Scoresby. He's had like five number one top stories the past weeks.
Last week, yeah, he had.
But it's been like he's had like five number ones in a row.
Yep.
4,669 sats. Keon, what's this?
Yeah, this is another Voskal essay and that like kind of decompressed into an essay for us so that we can understand it better by Scoresby. Scoresby is going through crypto economics. And this time it's the solution principle one, which basically says that all of these other technologies we build on Bitcoin or around Bitcoin, we do so because using Bitcoin is expensive, which will communicate to the market that there needs to be an alternative that's cheaper. And so we're going to create, like the market is going to create a bunch of things that are cheaper, that are not actually Bitcoin, but are meant to replace Bitcoin. And Scoresby uses the analogy of stable coins, where they're basically going to be viewed as something that can be pegged to Bitcoin's value. And so that's what you have with a lot of even Bitcoin's layer twos. So things like Arc, things like Liquid, these are on these other eCash, on these other chains, you're pegging the asset on those other chains or systems to Bitcoin's value. With most of this Voskal stuff, the details are very fine. But the general idea is that altcoins are sort of inevitable given Bitcoin's design, and attempts to layer other systems on top of Bitcoin that are cheaper but are have deficits in some way are also inevitable. And that's kind of, we end up substituting goods basically for Bitcoin because when it becomes in high demand, it's expensive to use, and therefore we'll seek alternatives. That's the gist.
Yeah,
if that was a gist, I don't know.
I mean, what do you think about it outside of just explaining this?
Oh, what do I think about it? I think it's true. I think it's certainly inevitable that we have things like Litecoin. We have these altcoin systems. And Scoresby says we, you know, perhaps we should call even these things that are kind of are in the same orbit as Bitcoin, like these layer twos, they should also maybe be called altcoins. Especially where you don't have like unilateral control all the time in those systems, and you have a lot of trust in other parties.
I kind of look at them like the way they would be looked at in like the real world. So, you know, you have like money orders and checks and stuff like that. I kind of look at them like that, like it's not actually cash. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I kind of look at like Bitcoin and kind of like that as actual, you know, privacy to a certain extent, you know, actual like that. That's how I look at sats. So that's how I would look at that. And then all those things, like until they have like actual use case, they're worthless in my opinion. And then it really just, and then I also look at like the stablecoin kind of part of it more like, you know, I think with as long as we get more and more interoperable systems connecting to these different outputs of whatever these connections will connect to, it, depending on what the end user wants or the endpoint wants, as far as it's getting paid out in, that's what you'll get paid out in. And I'm starting to realize that that's more the future that it's actually headed in. Not everybody will want sats. I mean, in an ideal world, they will, but I'm realizing more and more, just talking to people, I'm realizing more and more people will just want whatever they want.
It depends on what time horizon you're talking, but I think, you know, it does seem over the short term, at least, people will be preferring something denominated in dollars. I think beyond a few years, I would guess that'll change a lot. And I think your point about money orders and checks and stuff is right. You can imagine transacting in cash or other currencies is expensive, because you have to carry it around, you have to kind of have it with you. It maybe not doesn't have high financial costs to use to carry around cash, but it does have these other types of costs. And then we end up substituting cash with these other things because they lack those costs. And so it's similarly related. It's not an economic cost that we use these other monetary technologies to replace cash, but it is a cost of sorts that we are attempting to get rid of by using other technologies.
What do you think, Gianna?
I think that it is Fri-yay.
She's having a Pacifico over there.
Car was explaining to us the
lore.
Yeah, the lore.
The origin.
Yeah.
Cool.
Deep history.
Yeah, I don't know. Stablecoins just really bore me. Just so
me boring. Too. They're so boring.
What bores you?
Stablecoins.
Oh yeah, it's pretty lame.
I mean, they're just boring.
Yep.
I mean, it's like ground beef, you know.
Ground beef is boring.
It's like, sure, you can make crispy tacos out of it. Sure, you can even make a burger out of it.
Yep.
But it's
ground beef. Why would you?
But it's ground beef.
No, but if you throw some sliced up and grilled peppers and onions, now we're cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just remember KNC Cattle. Remember KNC Cattle? They had the best ground beef. You know?
Yeah. I was getting that for a while.
It was the best, but
I thought it was the best. It was the best ground beef I ever tasted.
Yeah.
Anyways. I haven't
seen them around in a bit.
Yeah.
Hopefully there's still Bitcoin out.
That's all the top stories this week on Snacker News Live. Make sure to not hit that subscribe button. We're going to jump into...
Report us to the authorities.
Oh,
yeah.
What's going on here?
To the YouTube authorities. Have them shut down our channel. Don't subscribe.
What the heck is going on?
I thought that's what we were... Or you didn't... Oh. Were you just pretending to want them
no,
to...
No, I want? Don't want them to hit subscribe, but they keep hitting subscribe. Well, that's what don't I mean. Have risk reported.
I'm just like jumping to the natural conclusion of that. Wow. How do we get there the fastest? Get them to take it down.
Jeez, Louise, calm down.
It's right. A really funny bit.
Jeez, calm down. You're just shooting a rated PG-13 podcast here.
As always.
Minus the F word that Jenna used earlier. So we're probably rated R today.
From you guys, because you're
already rated R.
Not on my team, so.
All right, let's jump into Wumble's pick since Keon wants to go even. This will probably get us kicked off. Well, at least this will get me followed this weekend.
Here we go.
Wumble's picks. Oh, man, what did I do? I clicked the wrong one. Oh, I posted the wrong one. Okay, there it goes. Wumble's picks. Wumble's picks. He had two of them, but I can't find this one.
Yeah, they're both about graphene.
Let me copy this real quick, and then I'll see if I can find it. The first one is France attack on graphene OS. This is from Siggy47. He forwarded to Final. Let me see if I can find the...
there we go.
The archive one. There goes the archive one. So this is Archive, who's also getting taken down by France, I think. Everybody's getting taken down by France. Maybe this show will get taken down by France. Who knows? But Google Pixel and Graphene OS, drug trafficking, secret weapon to protect their data from the police. What a loaded title that is. Keon, what's going on here?
Yeah, so I don't know. This is some French news group. They reached out to Final, who does like comms, I think, and other types of public relations for graphene. And they asked him a bunch of like leading questions, how do graphene developers feel about developing software for criminals and drug traffickers and, you know, lawbreakers? It's basically what they asked, and then Final shared a few thoughts on that, and you know, but none of that got included in this article because this article had a point that it was written with before it even talked to the graphene developers. But you know, apparently France doesn't like graphene because it prevents them from being able to gain access to anyone's phone. Even if they have it in their own physical custody is one of the advantages of using graphene. So they view that as like a non-cynical view of that is that they view it as like them obstructing their ability to serve justice to people who deserve it. But another view is they want to maximize their power and their ability, whether someone is guilty of something or not, to be able to look into their phone. So, yeah, not a great look for France. They're talking trash about graphene, which we know is a really cool project.
Yeah, so no one's ever heard of graphene. It's an open source project. We've actually did a workshop at Plub Lab like a year and a half ago, mm-hmm. or maybe a year ago, over a year ago. We did a workshop on graphene, and a lot of people came out for that one. I was surprised, but apparently not a lot of people know about it. It's such a small little project. Siggy's done a lot of posts about graphene, and I remember saying at the time, like, I felt like it was going to get just pulled. Like, eventually they're going to start coming after people that use graphene, which, not surprised, this doesn't happen. Like, I feel like we probably have another, like, 6 months before every country starts going after it and starts targeting people that use graphene. I think even our own country, United States, is going to come after people that use graphene at some point. So it's just a matter of time. So this is not surprising. This is just kind of like the first warning bell, I would say. Nothing to get too concerned about. It's just kind of have to just know how this is going to play out. But I think Wumble had some questions about this, Keon. Did you want to bring those up?
Yeah, no, I don't think they're going to go after graphene users. They usually go after the developers. So they're going to go after the developers. I don't think you're going to be in trouble for using software that protects your privacy. Most countries have laws around your right to protect your privacy, which is why these countries are so upset, is because the graphene developers are giving people the ability to do this for themselves.
You could say this guy was using graphene, and then they went after him. I mean, there was a time when let me just state this for the record. There was a time when you were innocent until proven guilty. It wasn't just whatever the media reported and then you were guilty. That's just not how that worked for the longest time. And all of a sudden the media says you're one thing and then you're labeled guilty even before you even go to trial. So I will say that just because the media says you're one thing and that's not true.
So just want to share that because, I mean, they're saying this guy is whatever and doing this, whatever. Until he's convicted and goes, you know, sentenced and whatever. And even that's kind of a farce, you know, to a certain extent because they're all in on it. But yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't saying anything about his guilt or anything. But
that's what I'm saying. They're gonna they'll go after people that are using graphene.
Well, they will assume the worst if they cannot get access to your phone and they want to charge you with a crime. Exactly. They will assume that you're.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say. Yeah,
they have no access to your device because you're hiding something. I agree with that. That is what will happen. Anyway, yeah. So Wumbo had some questions around this. One of the questions he asks is how to stay motivated when you're building something that. When regulatory attention is growing against your project.
Wumbo's picks. He Wumbo's sure knows how to pick them.
Wumbo's picks.
I wouldn't have picked this one.
Yeah. I would say it's, I don't know. What motivates you to work on these things? I don't think motivation is really in question. You know, you're motivated by the problem. You're motivated by the people you're helping by developing it. So I don't think the motivation wanes at all. You might become in some sense discouraged or feel like you should spend your time instead developing a fart app of some kind.
Or if you're Andreessen Horowitz, you know, try to make a gambling app, right?
Yeah, but those have regulatory issues too. So those developers, but at least they're, you know, they're, you know, the Graphene OS people, they're working more or less a nonprofit. They're developing these things. I think they survive on donations.
Well, if you read publications, you're funded by North Korea and Russia, so that's how they get labeled as.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I don't think motivation is that much of a problem. Because even if you're like discouraged or maybe you don't work on it, you're still motivated by the mission or the problem you're trying to solve. And it doesn't change the reality of what made you work on these things. Like they want to work on Graphene OS because they feel like there are people who have the phone as like their central communication device in their life, and they are vulnerable, more vulnerable than they need to be. And maybe there's some kind of refugee or some kind of freedom fighter that is under attack, and they want to help those people. And so in some ways it probably is sort of like making the case or assists in motivating them that what they're doing needs to be done when they're getting attacked. I hope that's a decent answer to that question.
I would also say, you know, so there's something about just experimenting and just, you know, being curious and creating technology and innovative solutions for the sake of just doing that. And there's nothing wrong with that either. So that's what I would say as well too.
I think if your idea of the thing that you want to build and work on is like convicting you enough to want to like spend your time and your life realizing it and making it, you just block everything out. You do it and then you come back. And then you're like, oh, well, maybe that wasn't even worth it because now it's regulated out of possibility. But you still built it.
Yeah, so you definitely don't want to put blocks in the way of you doing what you want to do before you know if you can even do it. So that's maybe another side.
It's a good way of saying it.
Side to this. The other question Wumbo asks is, as a developer, do you have any guiding principles in responding to questions? Like this journalist, I've never had a journalist even talk to me before. Like a journalist.
I was the first one to talk to you.
You know who has like a, they have like a pocket protector and they like, they're a chain smoker and then they work in like a basement of a newsroom.
Oh, okay.
And
I was a chain smoker.
You know.
I had a pocket protector.
Like that, like they have like anonymous sources. I don't know about all that.
Just validate Carr's dream.
I did have an anonymous source.
Yeah, I don't really know. This is a graphene. It's clearly a very high profile. And these are journalists who are really attacking them. I would have no idea how to respond to that.
I think
seems like you could have training around that and how to.
I think when you're doing like massive change in an industry and or any type of rattling of the of whatever technology,
rattling of the saber is the phrase.
I was like rattling of like the innovation that you're constructing around.
Rattle the bones.
You're gonna piss people off, and that's just from experience. You're gonna upset people. You're gonna upset the establishment, and I think. And that it doesn't necessarily mean that that's like a bad thing or anything. I think that just comes with like the territory, and you just kind of have to accept that. And not everybody's going to be on board. But I think it's just you just got to be very careful with like what you say and how you say it. Just be very truthful and honest, and don't get into fights and don't say crazy things.
Yeah, I think the best thing to do, especially if you have no experience.
And just talk about how much you love the state and talk about how much you love reporters. And
I think
the
I was kidding. But I think being honest, I would, if someone were to ask me similar questions about stuff I was working on, I would just answer honestly. But you do have to be a little bit paranoid about the things you're saying, because they you want to be very, you don't want to leave anything open to interpretation.
Yeah.
So that's like the main thing. Be honest, but you have to have this extra level of guard on, probably.
Yeah.
So that there's no question what you mean when you say something. When you say you're building something to help preserve people's privacy, they can't say you're helping to build to preserve the privacy of criminals or whatever. You kind of have to leave them no room to take your stuff out of context or whatever.
Yeah, because a lot of this stuff is just like so new and like still in its early days stuff. Like it's a lot of it's just experimental. And that's the thing that it's kind of hard to like say anybody is trying to do something on purpose. It's so experimental. It's just kind of hard to like put that kind of truth to it. It's just not possible because it's half the time it doesn't even work, I would say. Like most of the time it doesn't work. It's just kind of weird that you would construct that sort of like, you know, strong belief in that people are doing something. The other thing is he had another one said Graphene OS update re-French issue. What is that?
Yeah, I think he, this is final, just shared the actual published article.
Okay.
Yeah, that he was asked for a comment on.
Okay. So I guess just France. I still can see that like I think they will come after individuals that use graphene, especially if you're like a high profile person. I personally think, but you know, this is the state of the world we live in, man.
It's
kind of sad. It's only gotten worse, but. It's what fiat currency does. Anyways, Wumble's picks.
Yay,
Wumble's okay, picks.
Yeah. I'm gonna come after you for using a phone. Be careful.
You want to go to?
They're gonna come after you for having big calves.
We'll go to my picks this week. This one's from. Let's do this one, the Mark Andreessen one. So I want to share this one that you posted. Coop about Mark Andreessen and this post about how he is an avatar for societal decay. So over the weekend, about 2 weeks ago, was this 2 weeks ago? But almost 2 weeks ago. Is he the biggest VC over there in Silicon Valley? A16Z?
He's one of the best known, I think, and one of the earlier ones, certainly.
Well, I wouldn't say he got into a fight. He just commented on the Pope's recent tweet, and the Pope will do this thing where he'll write out an essay about the state of the world, and just he kind of pontificates about things and gives his like he'll pray and he'll just say things, and it's just more about him just sharing his thoughts. Doesn't necessarily mean anything. It's just what he thinks. And he was talking about technology and about how he thinks it needs to be a little bit more. People need to consider more of the ethical ramifications of it, and to think a little bit more with morality and stuff like that. I don't think it was like too, I don't even think it was too like hurtful one way or another. It was just more like, hey man, if you're making technology, maybe think about the consequences of it. And so Mark Andreessen made this face. Do you know that face, Jana?
Mm-hmm.
She was on the, I don't know if, I think it's here. Yeah, she was being interviewed by,
girl. Like, what is?
She was being interviewed by Sydney Sweeney when she asked her about, she was interviewed.
Put my phone away. I was filming every day.
She was interviewed Sydney Sweeney about the, here, let me.
For GQ.
I can't see it. Let me see if I can zoom in. I can't.
Why do they have women working at GQ? Isn't it a men's magazine? Like about men's fashion?
Oh yeah, there it goes right there. So she was interviewing her.
Your thoughts and
yeah, get the women out of there
from that work.
Well, I don't know.
But the risk is that, you know, there's a chance that somebody will get some idea.
It just seems weird for the brand.
So she's asking her right here about like what she thinks about her jeans, the ones that she was wearing, which is kind of weird. And then like she asked her to talk about like the Trump thing or whatever. I don't know. And she's like, I'm not going to talk about it. And then she makes like a face to her. Is that shade, Jana? It's like she's throwing shade at her.
The way that you just retold the story was
wrong. Okay, you tell it.
Well, because she did a Gene ad.
Okay.
And then Trump like tweeted about the ad. Okay. But I don't know. I guess that's what you meant, maybe.
I didn't watch the whole thing.
The background to this is Sydney Sweeney did an American Eagle ad where in the ad they kind of they use jeans as sort of a, she's wearing jeans in the ad that's an advertise for American Eagle jeans, but they say Sydney Sweeney has good jeans, meaning, you know, she has American Eagle jeans, which are good, but she also has, you know, big daddies, which is, you know, good genetically. Yeah.
So she's saying that she doesn't have good genes? Or?
So what the interviewer is saying is that because she's white and she's talking about genetic superiority, or that ad was about her genetic superiority as a white person. What is she like? Does she have any comment on that? Does she feel like she should say anything about white superiority? Because some people interpret it as an ad about white superiority. And that's where Sydney Sweeney's like.
So that's why that girl makes that face then.
Yeah, because she's trying in a roundabout way trying to get Sydney Sweeney into like a gotcha type.
Okay, so that's why Mark Andreessen made the same face about Pope Leo's like technological innovation can be a form of participation in divine act of creation and carries an ethical and spiritual weight. For every design choice expresses a vision of humanity. The church therefore calls all builders of AI to. And then that's when he was talking about the moral ethics of it all. Yeah, got it.
I did see the interview, not all of it. And I did sort of, I mean, I'm tracking how people are like attacking Sydney Sweeney and she's graciously deflecting it. But I don't really know, extrapolate the meaning of the face as a meme.
It is, I think it is tricky because it's like, it's, the context of her making that face is she is full of crap. And
no, she's giving the face that Sydney is full of crap. And that's what Andreessen's doing to the Pope.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. That's right, Keon. That's.
I don't think she's giving that face to Sydney Sweeney because she thinks Sydney Sweeney is full of crap. It's just it's the way her face contorted as she asked Sydney Sweeney like a bad faith question.
Yes.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
So
that's right.
Wait, so what do you, so how does that, yeah, so how does that correlate? Because I was thinking.
Well, yeah, that's what I know. So I'm like, now this face is used as a meme.
I'm not.
How does it apply in other situations?
I'm not a memeologist, but.
It sounds like you are. Because I was taking it more like she's telling Sydney Sweeney you're full of crap.
No, that's the way this will be used now. This is the face you will make to someone to communicate. Like, what
you're suspicious of them.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Even though they're not doing anything.
Even though the context is.
But how did Andreessen Andreessen Horowitz use this then?
As human beings, we recognize this face as someone's like, what? What the frick? What do you mean, bro? Like that's the way he's using it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
It's like a recent, it's a screenshot of that emotion is what it is. And it has, you can divorce it from the context in which it was
the interview
originated. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Cause when I was talking to, to you about the interview, and I was like, she was asking questions like that, like the bad faith questions.
Anyway, so it keeps going on. And then, so you have other people telling him not to mock the Pope, and he doubles down. He literally doubles down on it. And then everybody's like, he funds gambling apps, cheating apps, bot farms, and nothing that Andreessen Horowitz does is good for society. It's basically what a lot of people have said.
And, I don't think that's true.
Well, this is he brought it upon himself. And then so this guy, the post that you shared, Keon, I didn't share this post. The post that you shared basically goes into how there's just now a culture war brewing and how people are vice signaling and it's the end of virtue. And it kind of goes into a lot of what we're seeing just in every leadership role around the world at this point. It's not too far from the truth. I mean, it's pretty crazy how far everything has fallen as far as like even fiat currency is just like through the roof. We're at 38 trillion now, I heard. We'll probably be at 42 trillion next week. I don't know. Or by the end of the year, probably. But yeah, any thoughts on this?
Okay. Well, yeah, I shared the post. I don't exactly remember what was in it. I thought it was an interesting idea choosing a prominent human being as like as an avatar or like sort of the representative, the like conceptual representative of a trend or a concept. I thought that was really interesting, and so that's why part of why I shared it. I think they're pretty unfair to Mark Andreessen. I think Mark Andreessen is morally neutral. I would say I don't think he goes about trying to do harm in society. I think it's more so he is not maybe making if something is like ethically questionable but has really good returns, I think he's willing to consider it in a way that most people would say he shouldn't. But that's, you know, it's like a slight evilness, not really a full evilness. But yeah, I guess that fits with, I think, where we are culturally, where he would be the avatar for something terrible, someone who's like actually probably in the middle of terribleness. Yeah,
I think at least he owns it, you know, at least he knows what he is. I think at least he owns it. And I think he's okay with it. And I think that's where we are now. And that, I think that's what the whole article's about, is that even our president's like that too. Like, and that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. And that's what the whole article's about. It's like, you can be a piece of shit and be okay with it. And that's vice signaling.
Or really just understand that no matter what you say, bad faith people are going to treat you as if you're a piece of shit.
Yep. That too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, so another way to view maybe him using this meme is like, he's accusing the Pope of being this lady, where the Pope is moralizing Mark Andreessen unfairly, is like another way to view it. But there's like,
right.
That's when memes get really good. And I think why this kind of caught on is because there are layers. Is like there are multiple interpretations depending on your point of view.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Also, like that interview was just like the set for it was really well done. The lighting for it was really well done. That for it to proliferate around the internet, it looks good. Just not what it is, how it looks.
Yeah. Hat tip to the production team.
It's a philodendron, I believe.
At GQ. Oh, is that what that is?
I believe so.
It looks pretty. Those leaves look thick, bro.
I know.
Yeah.
They can fall.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that was my first post I want to share. The next one I want to share was Gray Ruby's pawn shop. Down at the pawn shop he went. So this one's about him selling all his silver, apparently. Apparently he's bearish on silver now. He's a longtime gold bug. Not always a gold bug, but he said. But he went down to the pawn shop and sold some of his silver. Keon, what do you think about that?
What I think about one of the stories you picked, I think
what do you think about him selling his silver?
I don't really dabble in precious metals or anything, but I I'm pretty sure they have seen a significant rise over the last year or two. And that's, I think, what motivated him to sell it, is having once been a precious metals guy and seen the light of our digital future, he decided to part with some of his gold and silver amidst the...
No, just silver.
I think he sold some...
He didn't sell any gold.
He did. No, it says right there, content to sell some of my gold and most of my, and a good chunk of my silver, is what he says in the second paragraph.
Let me see.
Got him.
Did he say that?
While I didn't want to part with all of my gold and silver stack, I was content to sell some of my gold and a good chunk of my silver.
Oh, I guess he did. Wow. I thought he just only sold his silver.
Yeah. Oh. He went to a pawn shop to do it, which is kind of cool. Most pawn shops advertise that they buy and sell.
Yeah, gold. I didn't even know they bought silver. I thought they only bought jewelry.
No, they definitely buy gold and silver.
Mm.
I don't know how.
I thought you had to go to like a specific, like gun ammo, one of those type of places to sell gold and silver.
No, I think most of them deal in it because it has a relatively stable value, and because
that's what he was saying. Yeah.
Yeah. It has a relatively stable value, and they get to sell it at, or they buy it below spot price, and then they turn around and sell it to someone else who buys closer maybe to spot price, or they can sell it to customers at spot price. So it's almost like a guaranteed return for them. And so they don't mind. And they're dealing in a lot of cash and stuff, and they probably prefer to get rid of the cash and not have to send it through the banking system or whatever, and they could instead hold this other asset. So it's like sort of diversification. It's probably serves a lot of a variety of roles for them.
Do you think in the future that we'll have like one of those places for like Bitcoin?
Oh, where you can buy and sell Bitcoin at like a pawn shop? You can already do that in some countries.
But no, and this was a stupid question, but I'm going to ask anyway. Do you think in the future when like we go through, everything, I'm talking about like 20, 30 years from now, 40 years from now, maybe, where it's just like they have like these places and it's just like you sell Bitcoin like at a pawn shop because there's just no, maybe people, it's just not widely distributed. You know what I mean? Maybe they take you to a back room and they're like, oh, you got Bitcoin? Okay, let's go. They take you to a back room.
I don't really.
Because it's just so scarce by that point. Not many people have it.
Yeah, I don't think we deal in gold and silver at pawn shops because gold and silver are scarce. I think it's just very few people have learned to value them. And pawn shops are in a weird position where they understand gold and silver because they deal in a lot of jewelry.
Mm.
And so I think they had to understand the market. And then so that's, I think, how it emerges there. But I think Bitcoin is different.
What if you go with a bunch of open dimes and you're just like, yo, got a bag full of open dimes?
Yeah, I think you'll have currency exchanges like that. But I don't think they'll happen. They'll need to happen as specifically as something like gold and silver happens at a pawn shop. I think it'll just be like, way more widely dispersed.
You won't even see it. Just like,
I think
sleight of hand.
I think the future will more so be like we're back. People are accepting Bitcoin for goods and services, and we're not translating Bitcoin into dollars.
Because it makes you wonder, like, what would you be trading it for, right?
Yeah. Maybe you'll buy and sell gold and silver.
Maybe you'll trade it for an ETF. Maybe we'll see.
I don't think so.
Or some Naka stock, maybe.
Well,
just joking. All right, let's go into Keon's top stories. Fear and loathing on the road to PubKey. This is from Siggy47. Keon, what's this?
Yeah, Siggy went back to PubKey, this time with other Bitcoiners he had met on like other Long Island Bitcoiners. And he animates the story very well. They all went in a Tesla Model 3 with an old version of the self-driving.
Did he buy a Tesla Model 3?
No, he's one of his friends that he went to PubKey with has a Model 3.
Wait, is that them right there?
Nope, that's a picture, I think, from some famous people during Siggy's era.
Mm.
He saw Eric Case on there, and then they went to get pizza at John Pizzeria, which apparently has existed since before the Depression. Mm. And then Siggy said he took a nap in the car while his younger friends went and partied a bit, which I thought was fun.
That's fun.
Yeah, I just thought it was. I like one of my favorite posts from Siggy was his original Pubkey post, the first time he went, which I thought he did a great job of making me feel like I had been there, and now I felt like I had traveled there with other Bitcoiners. So I really
read his let's read his closing sentence here on this story.
Yeah, go ahead and read it.
Here it is, since I can see it on my screen. Shoot.
I think I've been at John's Pizzeria.
It was just another night on the road to a new Bitcoin world. That one?
That one.
Yeah.
She was going to read it.
No, it's okay.
Having trouble finding it.
Thank you.
It was right on the screen.
You didn't think the part about him almost dying in a Tesla was the fun part? You thought his nap was the fun part.
Yeah. I believe the nap. I didn't believe he almost died. I think he was kind of exaggerating.
Wow. I mean, he gave us a little bit of a trivia about a tunnel that I didn't know, so that was cool. The tunnel on the way.
Yeah. Yeah, he covered the Long Island Expressway, which they call the lie.
Yeah, the lie.
Yeah, which he said is super dangerous.
I have never been anywhere over there in the Northeast.
Really?
It's fun.
I would like to go, yeah.
Just imagine, like, lots of gyms.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the people or the... It reminds me...
Oh, I thought you did mean the place.
it reminds me... Like, I wish I would have been younger going there. I would have much enjoyed it much when if I was younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? Because you're...
Too old now. Too old for all that razzle-dazzle. I feel like Siggy. Like, I'm like, just leave me in the car.
But Siggy's going.
No, I'm saying, like, after I eat pizza, I just want to go to sleep.
Oh.
Yeah. Old man. I'm an old man.
Okay.
But it's a lot of fun. Just a lot of walking and...
You don't think Eric Kaysen gets on Stacker News at all, do you?
I would guess not.
He's too busy, like, reading philosophy.
I don't know what he does. I don't really know him. You actually know him.
Well, that's all I know. It seems like he reads philosophy more often than not. And sometimes poetry. That's what I gathered.
Hmm.
I just met him at Bitcoin Vegas.
Yeah, I've heard he's a cool guy from other people who have met him. I haven't met him. He seems like a character.
I wonder where this photo came from. Do you recognize this?
Yeah, that's
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Yeah,
is that what the cover of the?
Mm-hmm. It's Johnny Depp.
I think this was like from the poster. The movie
okay. Plays Hunter S. Thompson.
Okay.
Yep.
I should see that.
It's a good movie. I don't remember it though. As a kid.
It is a fun movie.
Benicio del Toro comes out in there. They both played drug addicted journalists. I think.
I understood throughout the story that it was referencing that world. I just haven't gotten very familiar with it.
His writing was like very...
But that was a really fun read from Siggy.
Yeah.
And I put it in the zine and it was fun to do that too.
Cool. Next Keon's post is Living Surviving in Venezuela. Keon, what's this?
Yeah, B57 gave us an update on what's going on in Venezuela. We've covered on previous podcasts that they are visiting family in Venezuela. And as Carr browses the website, I'll go and see if I can find
the gas actual stuff,
post we're talking about.
They're describing like power goes out very, very much more often.
Yeah,
now.
There's
a food... There's not so much of a food shortage, but there very well could be.
When they were there, there was a food shortage.
Mm-hmm.
I said that they said that in the first 4 months, they would only go out a few times a month. And more recently, it's been like every other day, the power would go out for 4 hours or so. Said most of the people who have money. They have solar panels or they have generators that they use during that period of time. Said their own family has been using like rechargeable light bulbs, which I didn't even know were a thing. And then other things that are rechargeable so that during those 4 hours, they can still, you know, kind of have be comfortable. Light. Yeah. Yeah. And they linked to their other posts about gas here, which cars looking at, where there's like state sponsored gas that you can get at a lower rate than you would from the market that a lot of people line up for. You're like rationed gas. Said the public health is about the same or worse than when they were there. Said they're going to talk about salaries in a future post. But yeah, they said they're generating income in Bitcoin, which is pretty cool.
So it's gotten worse. He's saying, has it gotten worse?
The power situation specifically, but there aren't issues with food currently, which it sounds like B-57 when they were living in Venezuela, not just going back to visit and be with family, that they might have had issues with food.
Gosh. Where's Venezuela at again, Guillaume?
South America.
Like South America?
Is it
Central America?
I think it's the very northern part of South America.
Gosh.
Could be very wrong.
Right where Central America meets.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I also appreciated, like, they took time in this post a few times to just, like, kind of count their blessings. And be like, you know, I don't have this, but I have this. Could be worse.
Yep. And I think if they weren't in Venezuela, back visiting Venezuela, they had relocated to Peru. Mm-hmm. So
right here, I guess they're just waiting for gas right here, huh?
Yep. Propane, bro. That natural gasolina.
That's wild.
So Venezuela is, yeah, like I was saying, the very top of the South America continent.
Cool. Yes. Car. Do you feel anything? These people have similar skin color as you.
Wait, what are you trying to say?
Is it easier for you to empathize with them?
What do you mean? What are you trying to say? I don't understand what you're trying to say.
No, I'm just talking trash, dude.
I feel like you're acting like that girl from the GQ commercial.
I mean, why not?
No, it's really sad, dude. It's really sad.
Ah, but they don't look sad.
No, they're taking it on the chin. They keep going.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, that's all you can do. You can't wait around for people to help you. You got to help yourself. It's just weird because I'm curious, like, why, like, so who's just, you said the state is dispersing the gas there? Is that what you said?
I don't remember the specific post, but yeah, I think they said that you can get gas at like a discounted rate. I think in some cases for free. If you're and they like schedule you to show up to be able to get gas, and you can wait in line to get gas. You have to be there. They have like a certain allotment of gas they give out in the day, and you have to be there. I don't remember this post specifically.
They're paying for that.
Car, the post I remember reading was car gas, but
and they're paying for it too, right?
I'm not sure they're paying for it in this case. They might be in, like, that might be what is attracting them to wait in line, is they might be able to get free gas.
So why isn't the state have any gas, though? Are they just mismanaging, like, are they just mismanaging, like, trade or, like, at a government level? Like, what's going on there?
I don't know if there's mismanagement. I read that post when it was originally posted, which was maybe a year ago or so, yeah. But, I think it's, you know, they have a socialist government, and so they're trying to, they want to give people things for free, and it's hard to do that well without running out of things, because people will abuse access to something that's free.
You're going to jump into Pleb Poet Zine, or actually, should we go in your cartoon first? Apparently, she got added to a cartoon.
Yo, it's the Stacker Saloon with your favorites.
Is there who?
I just I was given the honor and the privilege of being added in here.
Where are you at? I don't even
as a mainstay.
Are you that old man? Are you that old man?
I am the old man. Thank you.
Satoshi? Oh, there you go. I see you right there. You're there, right there.
And there's also a camel in here, too.
Sharknet.
I don't know who the camel represents. Hey, there's
my old emoji, or my old profile picture, which I don't have anymore.
Yeah, you're in there.
Maybe I should cut that out and post it in here. Nice blockchain boog. Why is Darth Coin at the top?
Do you know who the camel is supposed to be?
The camel.
No, I think it's a horse. I think it's Siggy. Might be a donkey, actually.
Okay.
Is it a camel though? Is that?
It could be a. It could be a horse. Could be, but I just don't see any
is that
ears.
EK back there.
Yeah, with the microphone the mask on.
Wow. Where's Socks? I don't see Socks.
Socks is next to me.
Oh wow, Socks is there. Wow. Is he going to add more people in here? Or is he just?
There you go.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. So he's adding more. This is cool. Really cool. He even got Hustle in there too.
Yep.
Keon, are you looking forward to see who else he adds next?
I'm less fascinated by this than you are, so.
This was Pleb Poet's post. This is not my post.
Oh. I think we've covered it. I think Pleb Poet is also done discussing it. I don't know where you're like asking me questions like, what is he going to do next? I don't know.
Okay. Apparently, Keon's not a fan. Zero Expert Corner.
No, it's fine. It's just
not a fan.
What?
Don't post anymore.
What is he going to do?
About the cartoon. Apparently, apparently Keon does not care about. Apparently, Keon.
Are they giving the gas away for free? Yeah.
Apparently, take him out. Take him out.
This post from a year ago.
Zero X Bitcoin doesn't want to be in
socialism work. Is he going to include a picture of socialism in here?
Apparently, Keon doesn't care about the cartoon. Take him out.
And he's going to ask me, why did I put Oprah in this post?
I'm not. I was just going to say Stacker News in the Wild. Here you go.
I made another zine. It's number 34.
Why'd you post Oprah for you?
Because we are celebrating 34.
Oh, okay.
And then I made that little video. Check that out.
It's the stamp.
Oh, man. Did you put really good mics in there? I can hear the thing.
Can you kind of guess what sort of filter I used here? Inspired by what movie, do you think?
Seven?
Not that one.
It has like a really dark Fincher look to it.
Right. A recent movie.
Yes. It's a Fincher look.
It's
David Fincher.
It's Oppenheimer.
Oh. No, it doesn't look like Oppenheimer's.
That's what it was. That's what's what the filter was called that I used.
Nope, not at all.
I thought it was a fun zine this week, and you can follow all the links that are in here to buy one or just to read it.
Read the lame version.
Yeah, if you just read it, you're lame. If you buy it, I like you.
Oh wow, you have Black Friday deals on here? Whoa.
That's from the Agora. That's their classifieds ad that they gave me that I ran. Shoot. And there's also an ad there for the Stacker Muse.
That's crazy.
And get your swag. They got whiskey glasses with SN on it. Did you see that?
Whoa.
It's pretty nice. And I bet they still got those t-shirts made by, what was that shop? Lightning Store. Yeah.
Yeah, designed by Lightning Store.
Crazy.
Yeah, Sam.
And I would love any suggestions for something to do with the end of the year that can be fun for like the zine. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa, okay. Maybe we can make like wrapping paper.
Okay.
Yeah, we can make the zine.
You should do a Christmas. You should do like a Christmas Grinch or something like a.
Okay.
Like a, I don't know.
Something. Like a comic strip. I could do that.
No, I was thinking like, what if we just did like every week in December, like a Christmas movie.
We could do a pop up tree.
Oh, I like that. A pop up tree.
Yeah.
I could make a Christmas tree with zines.
You do like a stack, like, you know how they have the Christmas story?
Christmas tree out of
yeah.
zines.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Like the Christmas
we
story.
We can't do a pop-up.
Maybe like the stacker story.
Of a tree inside of the zine.
Oh, what the heck?
Have you ever done pop-ups before?
I have never done pop-ups, but my niece recently showed me how to.
Yeah. Okay.
So we could do that. That's some good ideas right there. Appreciate y'all.
We're doing to Meta. Keon, what's this, research in public?
Yeah, Simple Stacker did some analysis looking for Stacker News posts that maybe got not enough credit for being good. And they did this by looking at all existing posts and selecting a few features of them that they thought might indicate their quality. And then the amount of sats that they got. And so they analyzed all the posts on those features, determined the ones that had that ranked highly according to those features, but that weren't didn't get the sats that they should have, as indicated by the rest of the data set, and serviced those for us. So Simple Stacker showing us what the magic you can do when you have all of these data analysis skills. They did really cool things like generating embeddings from like the content of the posts, and then doing other statistical analysis on them. But neat. And I was surprised that some of these posts that they surfaced didn't get more attention. I'm surprised we missed them.
Cool. Yeah. I don't really know what I'm looking at here, but sounds good. The next one was Econ Forever.
This was one of the top posts for the week, and but as Meta, it talks about.
This is the one that Undisciplined bought the territory in full.
Yep,
I remember this one.
Yeah, he paid the once cost for it, so they never have to get another billing notification.
Baller.
Yeah, which is...
Shot caller.
Yeah, I want to remove that. I've talked several times about removing that option, but while it's there, people can use it. I'm not going to...
What do you mean, why? Why would you do that?
I just don't... What has seemed to happen with some of these... With some people who choose the once option is they buy the territory and then they leave. They're like, okay, I got it. They maybe they have aspirations, but there's like nothing keeping them. They don't feel the need to maintain it. It's kind of like,
it's really sad.
Yeah, it happens.
So what are you saying?
I would prefer in some of these cases where the person actually lacks interest in the community for it to just recycle back into the Go archived and then someone else can resurface it again. We've seen that like with the Christianity territory. It's gone through, I think,
close from people buying it, is what you're saying? I don't think that's a good idea.
What?
So you're not going to let people buy territories anymore?
Yeah, just not outright. Not they can buy it and have it and just leave. Like, I don't want that.
So how are you going to be able to determine that, though?
Determine what?
When people can buy it.
They wouldn't be able to buy the territory outright. They'd have to pay either monthly or yearly.
Oh, wow. Dang.
Yeah. But that's for now, the option exists and a discipline.
Until when?
Until what?
Until when?
Until when what?
Until when are you stopping that?
I don't have a time to stop it. Every time I talk about stopping it, people are like, no. And then
don't do that. I would leave it open.
Yeah, I'll probably remove it at some point. So.
Yeah, but if you do remove it, you need to give people well in advance, at least the territory owners, because,
No, I don't think I need to.
What? You can't just do that. It's like saying like, you can't do that. You gotta let them know that, hey.
Car, do you ever hear about the word facetious?
No, don't know what that means.
It's what Keon is being. I'll tell you what it means.
Okay. Yeah, you should let people know if you're gonna do that. At least give them a forewarning. But yeah, I was really surprised that he bought it. I was like, dang, he should have waited a week.
What would have happened in a week?
Bitcoin price would have dumped.
Oh, I don't think. I think he had. I think he was stacking sats on Stacker News and had gotten up to the right amount.
I was just kidding, but anyways, really cool.
congrats on display.
Yeah.
We're going to jump into
good hands.
YouTube comments. Apparently, they love the lava custody post.
Yeah, Mr. T thought it was worth a thumb.
Mr. T thought it was worth a thumb. There you go.
Mr. T and all then day. The, 7.
The square terminal one. You can't see it here, but they said the gentleman who is alone needs to fix his audio. Yeah, that was my fault because he uncovered it with his hat last week, so I couldn't see.
Yeah.
We got that fixed.
Carr is a perfect producer, except.
And then we have Blockchain Boog with the fountain updates. And then this, and Discipline said, Texans are the freedom LARPers, but they are serious about it. That was his comment. You can't see that here, but.
Do you remember last week when you said that you don't consider Texas as part of the U.S.?
I remember
that's that. That's what Discipline said there.
Yeah. You remember that, though, right?
I don't recall saying that, but if you said I did, I probably did.
But do you, if you just imagine that you had said that today, you still did. Stand by it?
Wait, are you trying to trap me in something?
No, she's just trying to, because this is like in a response, like Undisciplined's comment here is in response to you saying that.
Oh, is it? What did I say again, Jeff?
Well, because you're like, Texas is like its own state. It's so.
Yeah, you said you don't consider Texas as part of the U.S.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
And he's, yeah, what Undisciplined's saying is that Texas is actually full of LARPers and that they actually think that of themselves, but they're cucked like every other state.
No, I disagree. I think people that are outside of Texas think that, but.
But that's exactly what you would say if this were true.
They have never been living in Texas. So
that's his accusation, though.
But like, don't they live in Canada or something? Or is that just Grey Ruby?
Hey, Ruby, whoa, let's.
Yeah.
Where does Discipline live? In Canada, too?
We don't need to know.
You don't know.
We don't need to know.
Well, if he lives in Texas, then he would know.
He might be in Texas.
We'll never know. I love you, Discipline. Anyways. Yeah, pretty cool. I think that's all we got. We're going to jump into...
Do I look like that lady a little bit?
What?
I guess like the shape of my face is also like her.
No, you don't look like her at all.
Yeah, you have a similar face shape.
Yeah, shape.
She's like 52.
Oh.
She is not 52.
Rude.
Yeah, she is 52. Look at her.
That's rude.
She is, though.
She isn't 52.
Okay.
So you're saying you can look at a person and know their age?
That one specifically, yeah.
I would guess she's mid-30s.
How old is she, Jen?
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know by looking at her.
All right, let's scroll down. She is in the video here.
I don't think she's going to list her age in the video.
No, but you'll see her when she moves. Let me see.
Same time, you can't know someone's age right by there. Looking at them.
So let me zoom in right here. Right there. So,
how old is Sydney? How old is like Sydney?
Because she says in the video, but this one. Okay, look at so she's 28, and the other one is. Oh, you know she's not 52.
That Whoa! Was just bad. Look at that.
Let me see. She's probably like.
This is a new segment we could do.
Let's judge women.
Were you guess?
I'm not judging. You asked her how old she looks.
I don't think I did. I think you just asserted that you believed that she was 52, and I was questioning you on that.
Maybe it was just the cover art that made her look old.
What's going on with your camera right now? Is it just because it gets dark in the background and
yeah, it makes me look like 52,
like an angel.
I can't say. Oh, right there. There you go. How does she look right there, Keon? Oh, maybe she's like 42.
I think she's like mid-30s.
Oh no.
Whatever she is, she's a reporter.
42. Yeah, she's about in her 40s.
Okay.
She's not. Fair. Yeah, I was wrong. I shaved off 10 years.
Yeah. What a relief.
Wait, you think you look like her? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying I had a similar face shape as hers. And Keon agreed, so that's all I needed.
Wow.
Yeah. I got you. I could do shapes. I know.
Let's go into the top Cowboys. Keon's favorite segment. So top Cowboys.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe we can get that journalist on Stacker News. What do you think?
What? Oh yeah, she'll be on. I mean, we should at least get her to like create a profile and use that as a profile.
Do you think she'll do an AMA?
No. No, I'm pretty sure she won't. But I also don't know what other people are going to do.
Look at all the great things we said about her in this podcast.
Yeah, she might. Will you ask her if she's 50 years old?
No, that's rude.
Oh. Okay. Anyway, Cowboys. Yeehaw. We have lots of Cowboys here. Scoresby's gone up in the ranks quite a bit.
Machiavelli, 23.
I think Coins Reporter lost theirs, they were saying.
Satwise, Shaw, 256, man.
Yeah, Coins Reporter is way down there.
Look at me right there.
Wow, you're ahead of Coins Reporter for the time being.
I have a new avatar, too, and everything.
Wow.
Because somebody deleted ours.
Yeah, I apologize.
Is that enough
for that?
I lost my cowboy hat, so I'm not up there.
Everybody lost something.
Coinfabulator.
Now, how did Nat get his? I guess everybody re-uploaded theirs. It's hard to tell everybody who everybody is.
I know. Yeah, like if you identify them by the pictures.
Yeah, I don't know who anybody
is. Tricky. I mostly do the names, fortunately, but Carter. Some of them got them back.
Oh, there's Carter. It's kind of interesting. You can tell who hasn't updated their profile. It's like a cleansing. Aardvark, I don't even recognize him anymore. Oscar. Club Poet, yours avatar is off.
Oh, I'm down there. Oh, I literally just fixed it.
Yeah, but it's off though. It's like
she said she just
fixed it. Oh, there it goes. Yeah. I was gonna say it's miscentered.
Thanks.
There it goes. Oh, Justin put his back.
There he is.
Sucks.
Like a hard working man.
And that's pretty much it. Corey from San Diego. There you go. The last one is Brent. Who's Brent? He's Earth.
Yeah, I guess that's... Maybe he's somewhere in that picture.
Oh, real Bitcoin dog. Right there. Have you read his post yet?
No, I'm saving it for maybe like a special day. Maybe, you know, when my birthday comes around.
I think it's this one right here, I think. No, I guess he took it out. Wow. Oh, wait. Is it this one?
There you go.
There it goes.
That's the one that you keep insisting I read, yeah.
Did you ever read that one, Jenna?
You could say yes.
Oh, there you go.
I read some of it.
Oh, cool. Thought it was great. Real Bitcoin Dogs doesn't update his profile pic either. A lot of people haven't updated their profile pic. Blockchain Book has. Cool. That's pretty much everything. That's the show today.
Good job.
Leon, what are you doing this weekend?
I have no plans. I've been watching Star Trek Voyager because I've moved on from Star Trek Next Generation, which is kind of, you know, it's kind of okay. Next Generation was way better, but yeah. Those are my detailed plans that I have.
They're coming out with a new Stargate, I heard.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who needs that, back. Though? Was that ever good?
I used to watch Stargate.
I think when I was a kid, I watched... There was one of them that was pretty good.
SG-1?
Oh, no, Stargate. I thought... Yeah. For some reason, I confused it with...
all the other ones?
Something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Stargate the best, I think.
Yeah, Stargate's the one with robots, right?
No, it's the one with the Stargate.
Oh, yeah, then I don't like Stargate.
Yeah.
Battlestar Galactica is the one I confused it with. I like Battlestar Galactica.
That one always felt too fake. Huh?
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, they have a lot of Star Trek stuff, and so I watch a lot of Star Trek. How about you guys? What are you guys up to?
Yeah, what are you up to?
I think I will watch a movie.
Oh, cool.
At some point this weekend. Any suggestions?
I don't know. Car's more of a movie guy.
Which one would you like? Oh, you know what?
Your internet connection has not gone down.
Trying to think.
Car's just thinking.
Think for a little bit. Keep going.
Besides that, I am going to print some bags that are going to go to Taipei for Bitcoin Plus. And
what's in there? What are the goodies?
I don't even know, but something good. I just know about the outside of the bags. It's gonna say Bitcoin Plus on it.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty much my plans right there.
So she's gonna watch a movie once Car
try to think. I don't
finds
got,
the perfect
I don't got anything.
It's gotta sit through.
Okay. It depends what you want to watch.
Yeah, I guess like I got
action, drama, suspense.
I never want to watch action. I never really want to watch suspense either. I don't want to feel anxious on purpose.
So drama then?
So drama.
Drama.
Was there something this
What's
year?
What's a movie you like?
That's like one of
them. Other than, I know you like Before Sunset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's Sunrise.
Something like Before Sunrise.
Oh, that's what you should watch.
Oh, what's a Linklater movie I haven't seen? Slacker. Okay.
If you
Do they make that here?
Yeah. You'll see all of Austin.
Cool. Like, pretty, all right.
It's such a slow movie, but it's like, you right. like it.
For sure. Yeah. Sweet. Slacker. Is Ethan Hawke in it?
Actually, he's not.
That's okay.
You saw that one, right?
Boyhood,
that,
yeah.
Boyhood, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
All right.
Yeah, Slacker's a good one. Yeah, I would say Slacker.
Nice.
Yeah.
We solved it. What are you doing this weekend, Carr?
Probably working. Yeah.
Okay.
Working. Not a lot of plans.
Well, yeah. Work is fun. Sometimes.
But I'm glad to get through this week, man. It's been a long, stressful week, but I'm glad to get to the finish line, which is today.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
You can cool. do that at the end of every day of the week, can't you?
Like, no.
Monday.
No one ever says that.
Yeah, but they.
No one ever says that, Keon. You're crazy. Yeah,
Monday. I you did just make that lady's face.
I don't like Mondays. Monday's like my least favorite day. I like Tuesdays and Fridays.
I think they're all the fucking same.
Saturdays, Sundays.
I think we just call them different names.
I don't like Monday. I really just don't like Mondays and Wednesdays, I think. Even when I was growing up.
Why? What happened to you on Mondays and Wednesdays?
I don't know. I just don't like them.
Repressed memories about
I just don't like them. We're just like, oh, Mondays. I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah, just like Garfield.
Yeah, just like, ugh.
But why is Tuesday great?
I don't know. I just always loved Tuesday.
It's Taco Tuesday. That's why.
Taco Tuesday. Racist. Probably that's probably why.
I just know Carr loves tacos. Like tacos. That's something I know personally about Carr.
I do.
Yeah. Tacos. And,
it's one of my favorite things in the world.
Racially, he prefers them.
Dude, I can make some mean tacos. Anyways, Stackers, you have a great weekend. Enjoy it with your friends and family. Oh, also have a great Thanksgiving. We're going to be recording next Friday, right? So.
Oh, Black Friday.
And it's going to be episode 200.
Shut up.
Next time.
That's crazy.
Right? Because you put number 199 on this one, so I assume.
I said it is going to be 200.
Yeah.
There you go. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thankful for 200 episodes.
There you go.